As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman, I don't know about you, but I always perform better under pressure. So that's what the Blues are facing tonight. They'll be fine, right?
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Whoops. Hill, we'll get your mic on here. Hang on.
Right. Don't worry about it. There you go. They're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. It's a big night tonight, no doubt about it, Enterprise Center, and the Blues are playing in a place that they're very familiar. They've been great at home, and tonight they just have to play. You know, and I don't think this will be a problem. They need to play, as Jim Montgomery said, faster. And they're about speed, and they need to use that to their advantage. And I think tonight the crowd will give them a little extra boost, and they will be faster. Now, one thing that you have to be careful of in this environment tonight, because it's going to be raucous. I mean, the Blues fans are going to be ready to go. They're going to have been pre-gaming for hours. I mean, this thing starts at like 8:45.
Right. Late.
Yeah, by the time they drop the puck, it'll be like 8:45. I mean, they're going to be lit up tonight. So you've got to be disciplined. You know, you can't, even as good as the crowd will be, and they're going to roar every time somebody lays a hit, but you got to be careful here and not get out of control, because if you put Winnipeg on the power play, they've been proven to beat you. I mean, especially that Mark Scheifele. He is a Blues killer. So you got to get yourself disciplined, play fast, and get the lead, and let Jordan Bennington and this defense take care of the rest. The Blues are very much capable of winning this hockey game.
So, like in basketball, you'd say you got to put the ball in the basket. You got to put the ball in the basket. When my daughter was a swimmer, and I'm no coach, I said to her one time, I think it would help if you just moved your arms faster. And she really did not appreciate that.
Yeah, I was going to say, how'd
that go
over?
Neither did her coach. So when you say play faster, I mean, these guys are already, I'm sure they're giving it their all when they're out there, right? I mean,
all. Play faster means, you know, get the puck out faster. You know, it's just doing things a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
And obviously skating faster and trying to beat people to the puck and those kinds of things. But doing everything you do at just a quicker speed. And that's what he means.
I mean, they
play a hard offensive game is what he wants, which means, you know, you're putting the puck in the other zone and you're laying out some hits and making sure that you take care of business. But it won't be easy. There's no doubt about it. Winnipeg's a great, great hockey team.
How concerned should we be if they lose tonight? Because, you know, they say if you've lost three in a row, you'd have to win the next four in a row.
I mean, you can't expect them to win four in a row against this Winnipeg team. But you win tonight,
now
you got something, because it's 2-1, and then you're going to play at home again on Sunday at noon. And a chance to even this series. I think most people expected, even those in Winnipeg, and I've been listening to the Winnipeg side of things as well on some of their podcasts. I always like to hear what the opponent says. And those media members expected this to be a long series, the 6 or 7 games. And I agree. But you have to win tonight, no doubt about it. And the Blues can do that. They are dealing with some injuries. I'm sure Winnipeg is as well. Robert Thomas has had a lower body injury that has not kept him out of this necessarily, but they're going to be hunting Thomas and Kyra, without a doubt. I mean, Winnipeg's going to try to take those two players out of it. So you're going to have to find other lines to score in this thing. Not having Dylan Holloway has hurt them. He has tons of speed and a great two-way player at forward, but they have players that can do this. Jake Neighbors has done that. Jimmy Snuggerud had a great goal in game two. He's a sniper, that guy. I mean, he is really something. So, yeah, there is a special group of guys that have played tremendously well at home. So you got to hope that the Blues can do that.
What are the Battle Hawks doing this weekend?
They're okay. I mean, they lost another game, first back-to-back games for them. City is playing this weekend. The Cardinals are playing the Brewers this weekend. I am obviously all in on the Cardinals and everything that they're doing, but I am 100% focused on two teams right now, three teams, the Cardinals for sure, the St. Louis Blues, and the Ledoux Rams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell us about this.
I just didn't want to run out of time without because I wanted to give you updates on what's going on with her.
Yeah.
But Erica, my daughter, and the Ledoux Rams, I would say, you know, of all the – I've seen a lot of good stuff in my life. This is a top 10 sports moment for me, I would say, ever. They beat my alma mater, MICDS, the number one team in the state. Ledoux beat them yesterday, 12-10.
Wow.
And Erica had 17 saves. Just to put that in perspective, like, you know, she stopped 17 of 27 lacrosse shots. That's crazy to me. Now, there's nothing I could tell her. Like, yeah, stop more shots. Like,
move your stick faster.
Yeah, go faster. Yeah.
She just was in that zone. There's, like, nothing you can say except that she was locked in. You could see it from the beginning. And they're a great, great team. I mean, that MICDS team just keeps throwing athletes after athletes.
I remember playing them in high school, and they would whoop us.
So good. And, you know, Ledoux just held strong and started out fast, and then they just kept on them, and the game, the lead changes back and forth, and, you know, as a goalie dad, you're sitting there just, you know, cringing, just hoping that you can get through it, and she's stopping, you know, shots, and at one point, about just under a minute to go, she looks up at Audrey, my daughter, and I, and she, like, pumps her fist, and she spotted us in the crowd, and she jumped up and down during a whistle, and Audrey says to me, "This game's not over yet, Dad." And I'm like, "No, I know." But she could feel it coming. So, yeah, it was a good moment, really good moment.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
That's exciting.
Season's not over yet. Obviously, it was a regular season game, but that's one that I think she'll be able to tell her kids and her grandkids.
What year is she there?
Senior.
Senior.
Yeah, so this is it, you know.
So have the recruiters been on her?
They were, but she's going to go to Miami of Ohio. She's right. Chosen to go there. Might play club lacrosse, you know. Why not just go have fun? Be a student. No pressure. Go have a good time with it. But, yeah, she may continue to do it or may not.
Wow. Good for her. I'm very excited for her. That's fantastic.
I appreciate that. Great sports time right now all around. And I know I told you on Monday that – I'm like, who cares? You know, when you said, "Oh man, it's a bad sports weekend," and I was obviously kidding. Yeah, sports do lift you up without a doubt.
Yeah,
and that's one for me. I was kind of floating last night, to be honest with you. So it was good. Go Blues.
Let's go Blues.
Let's see if they can get it done.
That's
nervous
for sure.
If they lose. I know I shouldn't think like that.
It's a good feeling.
Do you need to run out of here?
Yeah, I do. I kind of miss the feeling, honestly. You know, it's been 3 years since they hosted a playoff game, and I miss the nervousness.
You'll be there tonight?
I plan to be there tonight, yes. It's a late game, but I do plan to be in the house.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, Tom.
All right.
Thanks.
See you guys.
Congrats to your daughter.
I know.
Fantastic.
That's so cool. Like I said, I remember whenever we'd play the private schools, I don't know if it was, I mean, he was saying it was, they played at Ledoux, but I remember they had the really nice AstroTurf, you know, and compared to Parkway West, not to diss Parkway West, but we had the grass, you know, that had the, you know, the little hills, and it was uneven, and so you're used to ground balls, because I played lacrosse, and it just total game changer when you're playing on a really nice field. Like MIC. I actually didn't realize he went to MICDS.
Oh, I didn't either.
Mm-mm.
No. Well, that's good. Yeah, it's
it's those parent moments that you live for, right? Where you have no control over what the outcome is going to be, mm-hmm. and your kid just steps up and takes care of it, and you're very proud of him.
You know, it's too bad that Tom doesn't know Jasmine Crockett.
That's true. He's a fellow graduate.
But I wonder what the age difference is there.
I don't. We need to ask him sometime.
How old is? We won't give Tom's age away. But how old is
she? Would she? Would they have been there at the same
age?
I'm
googling it right now.
She's
44.
Okay. All right.
I won't further comment, but I'll just let you guys know she's 44.
Ask Tommy about that. I never thought to ask him that. Because maybe I didn't realize that he went there. I don't know. Interesting. That's good stuff. Speaking of a proud dad moment, it's not sports related, but tonight, Westminster opens up with the Hello Dolly, and my daughter's one of the leads in that.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, one of the two or three leads in
I'll
that.
I'll be honest, I don't know what that play's about.
Well, I haven't seen it yet.
It's not
tonight.
Dolly Parton, is it?
No. It's an older musical that they're redoing. It should be fantastic. The reviews from the final dress rehearsal last night were rave.
Nice.
So I'll get to see it tonight.
That's awesome.
Yep. And it'll be a late night for me.
Well, my big thing will be maybe Easton will go to the bathroom on the potty. So that might
you
be my
go
night.
Easton.
He gets a chocolate chip if he does.
That's right. And like if he stops 17 of 27 shots on the toilet, then he's doing good, right?
That's right.
That's good. All right. Good luck with that, Kim. We appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to get to In Other News for you. Next hour, we've got Jim Talent. We're going to talk to him about what's going on up in D.C. and maybe this latest Van Hollen incident where his own constituents are getting murdered and he's more worried about the murderers than his constituents. We're going to get to that for you straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show.